In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. I can summarize the sermon today, or the homily, in one phrase: welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Now, to those of us who are regular members of the cathedral congregation, this will have special meaning because it's been a good long while now. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks since we've been able to sit in our accustomed spot and to worship in our spiritual home. We've had services in one of our chapels, and we've been received very graciously by St. Peter's Church and treated with deep Christian fellowship by them. But it's good to be home. Welcome home. I know that it will really mean something to all the people that have, to the whole congregation has been so patient and so flexible, and to all of the people that have labored so long and made such sacrifices to bring about these long-needed, long-overdue repairs, improvements, an enhancement to the fabric of the cathedral. We're very grateful for all that. Welcome home. But if you are here for the first time today, the message is still, welcome home. This is why the Father has sent the Son. The Father wants to welcome His children home. He wants to gather up His children that be gone astray in this wicked world and bring them back to Himself. And He does this by sending the eternal word of seeking, searching, pursuing, persevering, sacrificial love that is Jesus Christ the Lord. And Jesus Christ the Lord is God saying to His children, come back and welcome home. Jesus tells a story about a man who had two sons. One went into a far country, which was not his home, and he suffered there, and he was brought very low, and he was brought to a place of complete indignity and debasement. And he said to himself, I will go home. And while he was yet a long way off, his father saw him coming and ran out to greet him. We have in this diocese a program for our veterans that are returning from war. It's called the Welcome Home Initiative. Jesus Christ, the eternal word of God's love, made flesh here amongst us, is God the Father's Welcome Home Initiative. And the whole life of the church is about this. It is about the gathering up and the bringing home of God's children. We have chosen for our lections today the readings for the dedication of the church. And I want to talk about the church in three ways. I want to talk about the church as Jesus Christ. I want to talk about the church as Christ's people, and I want to talk about the building. So first of all, church, we get it from a Greek word. It means those that are called out, and the one who is called out, the one who is called out by the Father to be His witness in the world, to be His light among the nations, to be His glory. You know, we can't see the glory of God and live, but we have beheld His glory as in the face of the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. First of all, the church is Jesus Christ. The church is the meeting place between God and humanity. The church is the place where God begins His work of recreating, renewing, and perfecting His plan for creation. And that place is a person, the person of Jesus Christ the Lord. And then there is the church, those who are his people, who have heard his word of welcome. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. To all those who have received these words of welcome that the Lord brings to us at great price, at the price of the cross, in the power of the resurrection, and by the life of the Holy Spirit, to all those who have received these words and who have identified themselves with him, his body, his church, his people, his witnesses to what he is doing to bring the Father's children back to him. So St. Peter says, be built up as living stones, with Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone, rejected of men, but precious in the sight of God. Foolishness in the eyes of the world, but to us that are being saved, the power of God and the wisdom of God. If every church building in the whole world were to be torn down, you know, they're tearing down as we pray today, they're tearing down churches in China. And disasters happen, like the fire in Notre Dame. But imagine that in one way or another, all of the church buildings in the world would come down, the church would still be there. Christ would be there, his people would be there, and the Lord says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church is the people, but we also speak of our churches, and we speak of them with reverence, and we speak of them with love, and we revere them because they are holy places. They are places like the river ford where Jacob lay down. And getting up, he said, surely this is the house of God. Surely this is the gate of heaven. They are places like the tabernacle in the wilderness and like the temple in Jerusalem. Much of the liturgy that we celebrate week by week comes to us from the tabernacle and from the temple, from those places, from the temple, which is the place where the Lord himself prayed. So a church is not a mere meeting hall. It's a holy place. It's become consecrated. It's become set apart to God. Week by week, the gospel is faithfully preached. Week by week, the sacraments are rightly and duly administered. Week by week, people hear God's welcome and come home to him. These great buildings, these churches, they are a sacrament of the church. They're a sacrament of the seeking, searching, and welcoming love of God, the costly love that comes to us in the cross and resurrection of the Savior. They're sacraments to us of the generation of witnesses that have come before us. If you look up in the windows, you'll see portraits there of all of your relatives, your great, 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 great grandparents. And on the walls, you'll see memorials to forebears in the faith, some of whom we knew most intimately. This is your family home. It is sacred. It is the place where we meet the welcoming word of Jesus Christ and are built up into living stones to be a royal priesthood and a light to the nation. Now, it is meet and right that there be churches. Not every church needs to be this, but it is meet and right that there be churches that are awesome, for God is awesome, and his love is awesome. It is meet and right that there be churches that are reared at great sacrifice and maintained by great sacrifice, because our God is a God who pours himself out for us, and we answer in sacrificial love and praise. It is meet and right that there be places that are absolutely beautiful, that are full of beautiful music and full of beautiful liturgy and full of the beautiful words of the Savior, for God himself is beautiful. There is a relationship between the living stones, that is Christ's people, and the stones that surround us. There's a relationship between these stones and these stones. Both are holy. Both speak of what God is doing in and through Jesus Christ the Lord. May the sanctity of the one amplify the sanctity of the other, and so on, and so on, and so on, world without end. Amen.